This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Is he your biggest concern, foreign policy-wise?
I think probably yes. Look, we have ISIS. We're doing very well on ISIS. We have made tremendous strides in our fight against ISIS, and we have no choice. Not that we want to do this. We have no choice. There's an evil there, and we have to solve that. We've got to get... We can't let... You know, when I first saw the heads being chopped off, I said to myself, never seen that. Not since medieval times have we seen the things that are going on in the Middle East. So we have to solve the problem. We should have never been there. We should have never gone in. We should have never attacked Iraq. They didn't knock down the World Trade Center, by the way. But once we were there, we should have never gotten out the way President Obama got us out. That void was formed and ISIS was formed, and now they're in 32 different countries. And I tell you what, I inherited a mess.
Well, this is what President Obama, you know, told to Donald Trump. Your number one problem you're going to have in the big seat here in the Oval Office is North Korea. And, you know, and that is definitely playing out. Came back sooner than expected. I know that when President Obama was first elected, you remember, the vice president said at the time, Joe Biden, that, you know, the president was going to be challenged on the international stage. It didn't quite happen, you know, quite the way it's happening with Donald Trump, because he has challenges all around with Putin in Russia and in North Korea. And, of course, still hanging over as a shadow is this Putin connection and, you know, with General Kelly and getting money from Russians and Manafort and all this stuff that has been going on forever, this investigation by James Comey and the FBI. And it's like, when can we, get the answer? But that's the nature. And we've been, you know, warned and admonished about that, that it doesn't happen right away, is that the due process and the investigation takes place, and it takes time. But meanwhile, it hangs in the balance, and in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And here we are. We get distracted, and a lot of pressure on this president in terms of his validity as the president of the United States, which I believe is unfair to the electorate, because we're losing time. You know, things that we should be working on in terms of things that would get this country back on track, get people back to work, get home ownership back to the level that it needs to be, our GDP level, all these things that are there hanging in the balance. And meanwhile, you got all this political process that's, just nagging things along and, delaying issues. So, hey, this is, this is what democracy looks like. It can be tedious. And welcome to the un-United States of America right now. And this is just part of the process that we're having to go through. And, Scott, you've got an idea.
Well, I was going to say, as Steve Moore kind of talked about, you know, I agree with him. I do think the filibuster is a good thing. However, they can't filibuster for 4 years.
Right.
So all this stuff that you were talking about, you know, that he's got this dark cloud over his head, start showing us the proof. Otherwise, we need to move on. we can't wait 4 years. Well, I already feel like we're 5 or 6 years behind. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know,
4 years.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like in any kind of negotiation, you have to realize and appreciate what you're willing to give up along the way. I mean, and in this particular case, with what happened with the approval of this budget, what the Republicans weren't willing to give up was the responsibility for shutting down the government. They just didn't have an idea of what to do if they did shut down the government, what that would mean. And they already know they're not going to get any kind of PR effort from the mainstream media of anything. It's going to be negative press. And so they folded on it. And, we the people, once again, pay the price. But now President Trump says, come September, we're going to shut this thing down. Okay, we'll see what happens. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Whether it's on any one of the 280 affiliates we have across this country or a shortwave, however, thanks for connecting and getting involved in the conversation as we present the experts, the people who know. You know, we try to get it out of that realm of opinion, as I say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got lots of opinion flying around. But it is our goal to bring you the facts and the truth. That's the way we roll, the way we want to roll. And I appreciate whenever there's a challenge, and I've had this from time to time, you've emailed me, and I appreciate the time that it takes to do that. And also, that you want to hold me accountable. If you, you know, you believe something has been misrepresented, by all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest has just released a book, So Conceived, Imagination and the Path to Peace in an Age of Terror. Think about it. So Conceived, Imagination and the Path to Peace in an Age of Terror. Tim Weldon is with us. He is the chair of the Department of Theology and Philosophy at the University of St. Francis in Illinois. Tim Weldon, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Speaking of emails, you emailed me and you said, hey, I listened to you on 1160 AM in Chicago, and I've got a book I want to come on and talk to you about. And you see how easy it is? It worked just like that, right?
It does. I appreciate it. Well, I'm a big fan, too, and I love AM.
Well, very nice of you.
Hope Radio.
Oh, they're a great job and a great affiliate that we're associated with there in Chicago. Jeff Reisman, the general manager, dear friend, just a great, great guy to work with and the staff there. So, really, really appreciate it. I'm glad to hear, the good report there, Tim. Regarding this book, congratulations, just released.
Thank you.
Give us the idea of why this book, So Conceived, Imagination and the Path to Peace in an Age of Terror.
Oh, thanks, Bill. So Conceived outlines the contemporary challenge of terrorism that we face, especially in the Western world. And by coining the term creative vigilance, I hope to present a strategy that is both defense and peace-minded. Because, you know, there's a lot of facts, Bill, that we miss. We take into account the obvious, usually when there's an attack, and there's been four just this spring, you know, Britain, France, Sweden, and Russia. We see what is in the headlines, but we miss also the vital statistics like this one, Bill. You know, the cost of terrorism, and for me that's the least vital because I'm a proponent of the sanctity of life, but we look at the fact that terrorism has cost the United States $4.79 trillion, that's TR. Mm. And don't take my word for it. Look at Brown University's Watson Institute, who came out with this figure through August 2016. And then I look at the Congressional Research Service, Bill, and they opined recently that for every soldier in Afghanistan, it's costing the United States $3.9 million per year. So peace has to, and there's 8,400 troops there now. So peace has to be cheaper, first of all, than the alternative. I also looked at defense. I mean, if we need to be there, we need to be there. And we really have to defend ourselves so that terrorism does not become the norm in the Western world or the world over, for that matter.
I would agree with you, Jim. I think part of the problem we've had in the previous decades is we have tried to ameliorate the enemy. You know, God says there's a time for peace and a time for war. And it is critical that you understand what the season is, and when it is time to go to war, then you got to war. You know, you got to go out there and you got to break things, because otherwise you're out of sync. And what's happened with our Western ideals, we want to force fit, I think, a round peg in a square hole here. We've had our head in the sand regarding the evil that has continued to grow rampant in the Middle East. Somehow, I don't know if we were thinking that we'd be protected because of the ocean, because of the past. I'm not sure what the thinking is on this, Tim, or that, you know, somehow if we would ignore it, that it would go away. But here we are today, and we're in the midst of it, just like, you know, President Trump, what he's having to deal with, you know, with North Korea. And then we see what's happening with North Korea, and then you go, Iran is just a couple of years behind. So what we're seeing happening in North Korea is Iran 5 years down the road from now. Can we handle that?
You know, that's a great point, Bill. And you had a wonderful guest on yesterday that reminded of this, that look, you know, what do they bring to the table? If Donald Trump, and he said this, you know, he'd be honored to meet with Kim, and I understand this, but you know, that problem in that context, you know, that it's a familial tyranny is what it is in North Korea, and he brings everything to the table, peace or nothing, because they have nothing to bargain with.
Right.
At the same time, as Christians, and you're right again on that, you know, you have to talk with them, you have to meet with them, see what we can do, and hope for the best. I'm less than cautiously optimistic on North Korea, though.
Yeah. I mean, well, because the thing is they've been communicating with us, haven't they?
They have.
I mean, you know, there's missiles flying. You know, our intelligence says they're gearing up for a ballistic missile that can carry a nuclear warhead. All the indications are that the pomp and circumstance, everything. I mean, they've been telling us. So what are we misunderstanding here? I mean, the same thing that happened in Iraq. Saddam Hussein communicated clearly with the United States and the United Nations in ignoring resolutions. So, you know, we got information. He gassed the Kurds. There was evidence there. Weapons of mass destruction, which, you know, it's kind of interesting how people want to talk about this, Tim, and say, well, the weapons of mass destruction weren't there. Well, he's not stupid. He got rid of them. And then, you know, we found out what, in 2012 that, oh, those weapons, they were transported to Syria. Oh,
right.
Okay.
And we never take into account what are his future designs. I mean, he's keeping them. He could be stockpiling them. I mean, what are these countries doing? What are their long-range ambitions here? And I think we have to be mindful of that. You know, you said something, and that's really important, Bill, that a lot of times we think that we're isolated from this. We're not. I mean, we've had 148 Americans killed in 51 separate terrorist attacks on the U.S. since 9/11, and we think, well, that's not very many, but how many have we thwarted? How many have we prevented? I mean, the Bush administration said, we'll get them over there so they don't come over here, and to some extent, that may have worked, but now things are entirely more complex.
Well, we're shipping them here. Are you kidding me? I mean, Assad himself said, look at, you know, the whole deal with refugees is we're going to infiltrate, you know, the bad guys will infiltrate the refugee camps. A former U.S. Marshal, retired, Luke Adler, who's been on with us many times, said, Bill, every time we had an influx of refugee, our jobs, you know, the pressure on our jobs and everything went up exponentially. It was incredible. We're chasing down the bad guys here. And to your point, you know, we've got what, in every state of the union, over 1,000 investigations right now into terrorist activities and terrorists, potential terrorists that are right now active in our country. And we have brought many of those. Yeah, we've brought many of those. And as they said, even in the Bush administration, I think Condoleezza Rice said very clearly, we have to get it right every time. the bad guys only have to get it right once.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we're faced with. So, I want to talk more about the call to vigilance that you're talking about. You know, we've been hearing, you know, see something, say something. Tim Weldon is with us, and we've got more, and we're talking about his just-released book.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. As you know, we are focused on bringing in people, you know, into the show to give them a voice. People that know, that have worked hard, they've earned their way, and what they bring to the conversation here is a commitment to knowledge and the truth. And our guest that we've been visiting with said, I don't tell people I'm a doctor. I don't know if it's just a sense of humility and that sort of thing. But, Dr. Tim Weldon, and I will say it this time, because I'm honored to have you here on the show, Tim.
And, I'm honored to be here.
He's the department chair of theology and philosophy and professor at the University of St. Francis in Joliet, Illinois. And the fact that, you know, theology and philosophy, you and I should be, best friends forever here, Tim, because you're at my very heart. You're right in my wheelhouse here. And, congratulations on the new book, So Conceived, Imagination and the Path to Peace in an Age of Terror. How do we get on the path to peace here when, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Tim, God says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for war, a time for peace. And it would seem that right now, with all the contention that's going on, the signs are, or we are entering into a season of war.
Yeah, and that season hopefully will not, I think, come about. Augustine, a thinker, once said that, you know, war is a mournful necessity. And I hope it's less of a necessity than we think. So if we could engage peace, and blessed are the peacemakers,
yes.
If we could walk in Christ's path and see that and use our imaginations, especially our moral imaginations, to try and overcome those obstacles, not only we would be better as people and have a better world, and that sounds idealistic, almost kind of John Lennon-ish or Pollyannish, mm-hmm. but I think it's also a reality, because if we don't imagine it, we won't live it. And that's one of the things we talk about in the book with creative vigilance, is I ask us to imagine, in other words, think and see anew the world as it is, as something better, especially with the conflict. Can we learn to deconflict? Can we learn to have a lasting concordia or a peace? Can we learn to, as Einstein said, use our imagination, which he claimed was more important than intelligence, or the American poet Wallace Stevens, who said, you know, the imagination is genius. Mm-hmm. If we could summon that part of us, Bill, that always has the sanctity and dignity of human life in its foremost, mm-hmm. that always imagines with the goodness and truth in mind, if we could do that, I think we'd be better off. And it doesn't have to be as difficult as we think. We can enlist private and public sector. We all know yesterday that they were talking about the budget, and yet you're talking about that today, and I really appreciate that. We've upped military spending by $12 billion. I think we need to, but we always can't rely on the government. In fact, we shouldn't. Can the private sector help out? A man named Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, was right to point out that, look, the private sector business can really help us. During World War One, Thomas Edison helped with naval research. We can find out that the See Something, Say Something campaign was hatched by the imagination of one man without a client in mind. He was an advertising exec in New York City who was influenced by loose lips sink ships from way back in the 20th century. He said, can we come up with something? So it's the little things. Now, it's big things, too. With social media, it'd be like counter-messaging and putting in a counter-narrative to come up against the extremism that we're facing. Or it could be something as small as what they call bollards, Bill. And we know what those are. They're the short, vertical, stubby things you see in traffic. They're little yellow, 3 foot, 3.5 foot.
You know what happened? You just gave people some peace of mind. You know, forever they were wondering, what the heck do you call those things?
Right, and those bollards, they make us do street yoga when we're walking by. We're constantly walking through them. But now people are saying, well, look, these vehicle attacks that have occurred in France that were horrible on Bastille Day last summer, what can we do to defend against those? So we come up with bollards. We're about to see them all over. And New York City also said, well, look, let's put sanitation trucks out where need be, and then flank them with police officers. So these are small measures, to say the least, but they open up new avenues of thinking, and I think we only get better from that.
Well, and to your point, Tim, here, it starts with, you know, having a focused objective. What are we trying to do? And if we're looking at the higher calling, because when you consider that we can go to war or pursue peace, if we're pursuing peace, it opens up the imagination in a particular dynamic and paradigm that promotes that. If that's what we're focusing on, if we're focusing on war, which, you know, I think by comparison, it's kind of the easy way out, isn't it? I mean, going to war. I mean,
you're exactly right. And the State Department knows this because recently someone said, look, it's either diplomacy or ammunition. Well, we all know that we're called to be diplomats in a sense. I mean, let's find out that we have more in common than not and work from there. I mean, after all, the Israeli leader, Moshe Dayan, once said, you know, if you have a problem, you don't talk to friends, you talk to your enemies. And I think we're called to do that as well.
Well, and I think that that's what Donald Trump was saying, that I didn't particularly care for him saying he'd be honored to talk with him. It would have been fine if he just said, yeah, I'll meet. I'd be open to talk with a guy. I don't necessarily count it an honor to be involved with an individual who is wreaking, who's being a menace. But, you know, let's have a conversation because what seems to be, in terms of the perception that North Korea has, and this was quite revealing when I understood this, is they are really sweating. I mean, they believe America is going to invade North Korea. They really believe this. And, I mean, if that's your perspective, what are you going to do?
And they send that message to all their citizens as well.
Right.
So that they know this, and they live in this climate of fear. And, you know, who you can only imagine what it would be like to live there. Mm-hmm. Not talking to Kim is getting us nowhere. So at least we can try the alternative. I don't know what will come from it because, again, they have nothing to offer us, or they have everything to offer us in that they can denuclearize it. They can say, well, we'll step away from this. I don't know if that is going to happen. We have to be hopeful. We live in hope after all.
Right. Well, you know, to your point here, Tim, it's a paradigm shift for them. You know, even the people there, they don't have access to information. When some of them, you know, get out of North Korea and they come into the real world, I mean, they're absolutely shocked. It reminds me of a dear friend of mine who was a missionary in Poland and married a gal there from Poland. She grew up, you know, behind the Iron Curtain. She comes here to Long Beach, California, because this is where he was raised, to visit his parents and to meet her. And, Tim, you imagine, this is a girl who's used to seeing a queue on a street and a truck, and everybody queues up. They don't know, they don't care what they're selling, because whatever, they'll barter. If it's something they can use, good, but they just have been conditioned to get behind a truck and get whatever it is that they're offering that day. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so now she comes to Long Beach, California. One of the first stops is a grocery store. You imagine what it did to her world. She just could not comprehend, and she sat there in tears thinking, oh, my God, how can this be that food is this plentiful and this easy to obtain, and my family is back home chasing down parked trucks?
That's exactly right. Last Friday, you had a wonderful conversation about technology and what it does to millennials in our thinking. I mean, now, being at a university, I read this where a long line for millennials is 15 minutes. Too long a line is 15 minutes.
Right.
Imagine what the wait over there in the communist Eastern Bloc when it was there, or in North Korea, some of these places that are near dystopias, what it's like. And then they come over here, and they really see this exceptional land we live in, and they partake in it.
Well, their imagination, to your point, is opened up. And now possibilities can be considered. Same thing in the Middle East when you have people so fixed, the Palestinians, with their fixed mindsets and everything. As long as they stay in that indoctrinated fixed nine-dot paradigm that they've grown up and been conditioned by, peace is not going to be possible.
No, and fear reigns for them, and that's the set for, you know, in engaging peace, Bill, we instill hope, and with that, anything's possible.
Exactly.
I truly believe that.
Well, Tim, we're coming to a conclusion here. Thank you so much for being with us. Remind everybody where they can go to get their hands on your book.
Oh, thanks. All the usual places, especially Amazon.
Well, there he is. Tim Weldon on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Tim. Take care. God bless.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Faith, service, they still exist here.
I know you're real, and I know you can feel it inside you, and you're mighty heavenly, and you my whole
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Paul Batura is with us, Vice President of Communications. We're focused on the family. In his role, he's responsible for media and public relations, internal communications, and community relations to the ministries Colorado Springs Neighbors. He is the author of 5 books, contributed to others. Paul's writings are motivated and inspired by a desire to encourage and lift the hearts of others. He believes the right word offered at the right time can transform circumstance. You know, Paul, when I read that about you, again, it took me right to the book of Proverbs and its mention of a word aptly spoken. And we talk about that quite often here on Bill Martinez Live, because it's not only a word, it could be a gesture, it could be a smile. What that does in, you know, just making people feel that like there's value in a culture that wants to invalidate right now.
So true, Bill. I mean, the proverb you're referring to, of course, apples of gold and settings of silver, it paints such a wonderful picture of that word. And I think we're so busy going about our day that we so often forget that people around us are going through a whole lot. And just, you know, another scripture to lift up thine eyes and to consider what others are going through and how the Lord might have you encourage them today. I mean, you've encouraged me just today before we even got on the air, and that means a lot to me, and I think it can be instructive to other people.
Well, you know, we should not be surprised. And John Naisbitt, in his book Megatrends, what, over 20 years ago, talked about as technology would increase, there would be a yearning, a higher calling for touch. He called it high tech, high touch.
And so what's happening through technology, people are getting ignored. I mean, you know, you call companies today, and it's rare. I mean, I have to stop, Paul, when a human being actually answers. I'm so used to waiting for a prompt that when I hear a human being, it sounds so refreshing. And to me, it gives businesses a distinct advantage when they have a live person answering the phone, you know. But that's where we are today, right?
It does sort of seem like a business 101 if you want to stand ahead and be set apart, offer that touch. I think that's not to lift up focus on the family. We're not the only organization that does that, but we try and have a real person respond to every call and every letter, and it seems to be a very encouraging thing to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk a little bit about adoption. And an article that was in Christianity Today, Why the Church Needs the Infertile Couple. And a little background here, Paul and his wife Julie have had the privilege of adopting three young boys, Riley, Will, and Alex, at birth. And they've joined countless other families in celebrating the courageous decision of birth mothers and fathers who choose life. Maybe explain to our audience a bit here, because, initially, when Roe v. Wade came into play, it was kind of thrown out there that adoption could be a consideration, but they weren't really sincere about it. And it's really taking people of faith and people of conscience to really, open up their minds and hearts to the process of adoption.
Well, right. And, it's one thing we often, you hope in the church, you live in a culture of life, where churches will be lifting up the fact that it is a good thing for a birth mom to carry her baby to term. It's another thing to say, well, how are we going to support her when she does? And so whether it's offering support through resources, through day child care, any type of visitation a church could put on a young mom who does not have the normal support that a traditional, mom and dad family might have, right up to adoption. And adoption is such a loving option but it's not an easy one. It's a hard thing to take receive a child into your home that is biologically different, genetically different, and all the challenges that come with that. But it is really the ultimate gift, to receive. And, it's great to see the church. I think, not as much in the past, but I think I see more and more churches now. We do, at least with our Wait No More program. More and more churches are saying, what can we do to help, find homes for these children?
Well, a lot of this starts with education and understanding, what is going on. And as you say, Paul, being compassionate, you're being compassionate toward the birth mother and toward the family that wants to adopt. I mean, this week through tomorrow is National Infertility Awareness Week. There are many citizens in this country that would love to adopt. I mean, they have realized because of infertility, they want to have children, they want to raise a family, and they want to do their part if given the opportunity, right?
That's right. And Bill, we may have discussed this before, but the statistics are interesting to me. There's, by most estimates, there's about a little over a million couples in the United States waiting to adopt a child. And statistics show that there are about 1 million abortions a year. That ratio is not coincidental. But infertility is a very difficult thing. A lot of couples, some who would be listening right now, are frustrated. They're scared. They're, despondent at times, because it seems, and I can say this from experience, everyone around you is conceiving children naturally, and some lamenting the fact, and, all the jokes that go along with that. And yet here you are as a couple. What you would give anything, it seems, to be able to have a child.
And, exactly.
It's a very silent grief that a lot of couples endure. And again, one that's, because it's so private, we often overlook it.
Mm-hmm. And Christianity Today, pointing out that there is, as God says in Ecclesiastes, there's always that time, that season, and that reason. And here we are once again reminded of God's order of things. And you say, interestingly enough, the numbers that come out, 1 million abortions and 1 million people waiting in line to accept what it is that you feel is either an inconvenience or unwanted. and they're there standing in line with arms open, saying, hey, we choose life, and we want to extend significance. And we've heard the stories, Paul, of people who, you know, were considered to be aborted, some in some cases actually aborted and survived, and they are incredible citizens and contributors. You talk about a word aptly spoken. How about a life aptly lived, mm-hmm. you know?
Boy, you can change the world by adopting a child, by taking a child from foster care into your home. I mean, it's not an overstatement to say that, because we, you know, history tells us that there are those individuals, from people like Steve Jobs, President Gerald Ford, Nancy Reagan, these are people who all were adopted, who all made significant contributions. That
your own president of Focus on the Family, right?
That's right. He, a foster child, and you know, he was never adopted, yeah. but you know, he was in the foster care system. But the Lord uses all kinds of people through all different types of circumstances, and it's pretty exciting, you know, and to think that if you're open to it, the Lord can use you mm-hmm. to literally change so many lives. If you're willing to take that step, and again, everyone is called to different things, so this is not a suggestion that you have to adopt, but there's a lot of different ways that you can support mm-hmm. the life movement beyond just adoption.
Well, the clarion call that has been going on through the millennia is the call to make a choice. Are we going to choose life or death? And when that is brought up in the Bible, in case you're confused, the answer is quickly given for you. Life is the right answer, and that's the best choice. And for those of us who have chosen life, and this is something you do on a daily basis, it's not just a one-time commitment. You choose life every day, and you think about what that means and the depth of what that represents. It is profound as only the way God can be profound. Right, Paul?
Amen, Bill. That is well said, and I just want to thank you for lifting up this issue. This is such an important one and a redeeming.
Well, thank you for being with us. Lord bless. Godspeed. Paul Batura, Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Paul is responsible for media and public relations, internal communications, and community relations to the ministry's Colorado Springs Neighbors. Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University, is with us, holds a Master of Divinity degree from Princeton Theological Seminary, a Doctor of Education degree in the International Educational Development from Columbia University. During 20 years of missionary service in Latin America, he spent 3 years as a university professor and pastor in El Salvador, Central America, 3 years as an associate dean for Latin America at Global University in Texas, and 5 years as a pastor, seminary dean, and community development leader in Ecuador. Joseph, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, this is a great habit. We got to keep this up.
I know. Hey, I appreciate it. Anytime I can get you on the radio with me, it's always good fun, especially when we're talking about this wall that Trump, was a signature call out for his base. And, the base responded to it. They elected him last November. We're coming upon 100 days. And it's still, the wall's there, but there's no way the Democrats are going to cooperate to put one brick in that wall, are they?
Oh, no way. Campaigning is a lot easier than governing, as everybody learns. Every president in recent memory has run into the same difficulties. So, Trump is having to make deals, but that's his native territory. So sure. I think he'll happy warrior.
Right. Well, we've got we got to decide by Friday if we're going to keep the government open. And of course, he took the issue of the wall out of the budget so that Democrats won't be too upset about that. He had to kind of give his way, figure okay, maybe we'll address that in third quarter. But it's the wall is definitely still on his mind. It's still an objective, and he'll find another way to negotiate the deal, won't he?
And he's going to have to, because the Trump administration simply cannot afford the government to shut down during at the end of their 100 days.
Right.
That would be catastrophic to the reputation of the government, and would be a terrible reflection on their ability, their professionalism in governance. So, he can't let that happen, and he won't.
Yeah, exactly. And regardless of, it just seems that whenever it comes to a government shutdown, the Republicans are always to blame. The Democrats have no responsibility in this. It'll all be on the Republicans because the Democrats are going to say, hey, look, they've got the White House, they've got they've got Congress, they've got the Senate. What more could they want? How come they can't keep the government operating, right?
Oh, you're right. I actually heard some pretty high levels of Republicans fantasizing a few weeks ago about how they were going to use health care to force the Democrats to shut the government down and make them and blame them for it. And I thought at the time, yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. But again, the Democrats own this this topic, and I don't think the press will ever let the Republicans win a game of shut down the government.
Exactly. And, oh, yeah, by the way, speaking of the wall, many of the Democrats who are complaining very loud as if nobody has a memory supported building the wall back in 06. What happened?
You know, what happened is Trump. And the problem with the wall is it's Trump's issue.
Yes.
Look, well, here's the reality. Everybody knows what the reality is. The wall was an example of Trump's favorite rhetorical device, which he calls truthful hyperbole. Mm-hmm. The truth under it is the fact that we've got a serious problem with border security. Look, you know me. I'm an immigration advocate. I'm for immigration. Mm-hmm. But we've got a serious border security problem along the Mexican border. And that's the true part. The hyperbole part is the wall part. That Trump has talked about the Great Wall of China, and I can just tell you that not even Donald Trump believed they were going to build a Great Wall of China from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. That's not going to happen.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it will be a combination of fencing and electronic fences and surveillance and more border patrol officers. And we will enhance the border under Trump. And guess what Trump will call it when we get that done?
What
the
will he
wall.
Call it? The wall.
He'll call it the wall.
The wall. Like Charles Krautheimer there and I went to get into semantics, called it a barrier. You know, it'd be better if there was a barrier instead of a wall. Like, come on. The whole underlying, like you say, the underlying statement of what the wall is that we're going to mind our boundaries now. And and I'm like you. I'm for immigration. My parents, my grandparents were immigrants into this country, paid one penny for their citizenship to come in the United States back then in 1900s. And I think it was exactly 1900 when they came in, you know, from Mexico into Texas. One penny is what they paid. So I'm all for immigration, but I'm for responsible immigration. All this conversation and everybody's all upset in trying to accommodate the illegal aspect of immigration. And to me, it's like, why are we wasting our time talking about illegal immigration when by its very nature and name, it's illegal?
You know, we're going to have to sit down and just do some basic common sense thinking and compromise on this issue. It's run out of steam as something we can continue to excite our bases about. This issue, it's time to fix it. And we have really solid proposals for fixing it. We are going to compromise. We are going to come to a new consensus. This is not going to continue like this because the country's unraveling.
Exactly.
This whole thing with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, this is nothing less than the total meltdown of the rule of law. And we cannot let that continue. If you love the country, you've got to be in favor of immigration reform. Taking an absolute stance on this and continuing to stonewall and drag your feet and all that, Donald Trump, I can tell you, he's not going to have any patience with that.
Once
we get done with health care reform and we get done with tax reform, you can expect immigration to come up. And when immigration comes up, Donald Trump is going to be deal maker in chief.
Well, meanwhile, who's suffering, Joseph? Who's suffering in this process with the Democrats dragging their heels and our congressmen and senators not having the intestinal fortitude to go head-to-head and deal and resolve this issue?
Well, there are two kinds of suffering going on. One is fictive suffering, and the other is real suffering.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are having fictive suffering because they're just offended in their heart that illegal immigration is occurring and it's illegal. That hurts people's feelings. It makes them feel like their cherished values are being violated, and they're not wrong.
People want what's fair. You know, when you have something that's unfair and unjust, of course they're going to recoil on that, and that's part of the answer. You're correct. I agree.
And then there's real suffering happening as well, and that's in immigrant families. I mean, you have a lot of immigrant families in the country in which half the family's legal and half the family's not. And for legal children of parents to be worried that their parents are going to be deported at any minute from the country, that's an ugly feeling. There's real suffering attached to that. And that's one of the things we really have to solve in a reform. But another group that's suffering is growers across the country. Last year in the state of Washington, we had fruit and other crops rotting on the ground because we didn't have enough migrant labor to harvest them. That's going to happen again this summer because, as we know, Trump has been very successful in decreasing border traffic. And we're going to have a lot less workers this year than we did last year, and that's been the case for several years running here. So farmers are going to be suffering.
Right. And I'm hearing reports. I mean, forget about minimum wage. I mean, they're paying some of these pickers $20-25 an hour to come in because supply is low, demand is high, and we know what happens there. But, you know, the other group that I see that's suffering, and Joseph, I think you and I talked about this the last time, is the immigrants themselves who come into this country thinking it's the land of the free, home of the brave, and there's no cover for them. There's nobody protecting them. Some of the young men are being conscripted into the drug business. Women, young girls are being stolen away and utilized as sex slaves. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. I think of their suffering that is happening all under the guise of this illegal immigration, all under sanctuary city concepts and everything else. And it's almost like that's totally missing, you know, from the whole conversation and narrative.
Well, we see eye to eye on that issue, and I really applaud Attorney General Sessions for his speech on the border the other day. I think it's terrific that the government is getting serious about securing the safety of Americans on the border, and we need to put a stop to human trafficking across that border. We need to ramp up our drug interdiction efforts. There's a lot of things going on down that need to stop, and so these are good things. You can't. No sane person is against enhancing the security of the United States.
Right. Well, you would think, but yet you hear Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of the other Democrats, and you go, wait a minute, it wasn't that long ago you were in support of a fence. We passed a bill, and I don't understand why we're having to re-legislate something that has already been passed.
Yeah, and that's the question: are they sane, or are they cynical off the chart?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, this was the people's money. It was set aside. It was supposed to have been set aside. They were supposed to make this happen. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in the area where the border was put up down there by San Diego, you know, the illegal entries into that area have dropped off dramatically. Could the border wall have anything to do with that?
Well, it absolutely does. I mean, just the fact that the Trump administration has sent the message loud and clear all the way down the hemisphere, don't come, you're not welcome, we don't want you, that in itself has depressed the number of people coming, and there's good sides of that and bad sides, but, you know, it's... As an activist that's committed to seeing a reform and committed to seeing compromise that will do the best good for the most people, I have to say that this is a good thing. It's a good thing that the traffic is calming down a little bit, and there's going to be a sense in the country that the borders are becoming secure, and that piece is necessary for a legislative compromise to be struck. It's border security first, and then the rest.
Well, a bad thing is we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Always good talking with you. Dr.
Pleasure.
Joseph Castleberry, President of Northwestern University. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joseph.
It's a pleasure.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact